We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Heat win! Heat win! Had some technical difficulties there, but... Welcome, welcome, welcome to the MHB postgame show. I'm your host tonight, Frankie G, and with me is my lovely co-host, Siobhan Beslow. How are you doing today, Siobhan?
Hello, Frankie. Hello, people. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well after that. Go ahead.
I could be better.
100%.
But I'm okay.
It's the cardiac heat, man. They do this to our blood pressure, make an easy game a little bit more difficult. But we got you covered here to talk about all of that. No Giancarlo Navas tonight. He has a night off. We will have you take you through the good, the bad of this game. Let's get right into it, Siobhan. A nice win in the closing in the fourth quarter, 113-105. I think the big topic here, they won three quarters.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, look at that. That means that's like three wins. That's three W's.
That's it.
We're now 10-11.
That's what it is. But that's what they tell you. It's not the final score that matters. It's how many quarters did you win? That's what we learned in the playoffs. They won three quarters. That third quarter, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the third.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we should start with Kyle. I think he was fantastic tonight in the first half, especially. Big second quarter, was aggressive early on, got them going to the rim, spreading it to shooters and cutters. What'd you like about Kyle?
What I appreciated most about him tonight was his shooting stroke from outside. The moving it around, those are the things that I expect out of him. Those are the things that Miami sorely missed when they missed and needed a point guard. And so he's come in and has done that very well for them. The shooting touch tonight, I think, takes them over the hump, because without him shooting as well as he did, and they were timely threes. They were threes when it felt like DC was gaining a little bit of momentum, or you know, we could have let the rope slip all the way and we didn't. And he just came in and kind of stymied some of the momentum that Washington was trying to run away with. Thanks, Bronx. Shout out to you. it was that for me tonight. And he just feels more lively. This is my favorite stretch from him in a Miami uniform by far. And I appreciate he just feels different for me. His energy feels different. He feels to me like he cares a little bit more. It's been really nice to see, and I enjoyed him tonight. But for me, it was his shooting stroke, which I think I appreciated the most tonight.
Kyle tonight went 9-for-9 from the free throw line, 5-of-6 from three. He didn't really he moved the ball well. But like you said, it was done mostly with the scoring. Team high plus 19, 28 points. That's what most people care about. But he had three assists, another block. He's been averaging like a block a game.
Yes.
And he's like 5'10 on a good day. Let's talk about Tyler. Tyler, his first game back after missing quite a long stretch here with the ankle injury. He had a scary fall tonight, landed right on his tuchus. Really rusty through three quarters, and then end of the fourth quarter really found his groove.
Yeah. I expected him to be rusty coming back. And I'm trying to – so I think he did a good job for the most part not pressing too much. I don't know what's happening out there. He did a good job not pressing too much. And it makes sense to me in the end or towards the fourth, he started to get going a bit. That's, you know, they've missed scoring. And so in spots in the second half where, like, they have missed scoring, it makes sense that he had space or he took it upon himself to kind of go and get buckets tonight in the fourth. I was fine with what I saw from him. Mm-hmm. I'd be, you know, of course, interested to see what he looks like on Friday. Like, I just want to see him put together consistent, good stretches. I want to see him, of course, back with the team full. I need to see him with Jimmy. But this team has always needed his scoring punch. That's never been the question, at least not for me. It's just how it comes. Hero's going to be out next game with full body soreness after that fall. Probably he should have kept active on the sideline. He should have, like, got a bike, like, keep that thing moving, or it's going to stiffen up and it's going to hurt tomorrow. But I was fine with him tonight. And again, like, they missed his scoring punch. It's just about how in the flow of what's happening out there, does he get his points? And him, you know, going nuclear in the fourth is nice to see.
Yeah. Just for his confidence, I think, you know, there were stretches where I felt he was pretty predictable, or like he was more deciding what he was going to do rather than reading the defense. Mm-hmm. There was a play where he beat somebody jab step. They jumped the wrong way. He crossed over, had the lane to the basket, and pulled up for the baseline jumper and rimmed out. And he had the whole lane. Like he looked like he went into that play deciding, I get open, I'm going to the mini. And he did that again in the second half. And there's just stretches where he just didn't look all the way there decision making wise. But I definitely liked, you know, I liked what I saw in the fourth quarter. He looked a lot more confident, got to his shots, his rhythm. And that's big.
He's got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yes. Oh, my God. So some ticky-tack ones, of course, but
yeah,
he's got to put himself in better position.
Yep, quicker. Like, you know, you're not great defensively. Do some of – has gotten better. Won't take that away from him at all. Do some of your work quicker. But that comes with, like, anticipating and reading, like, what's going to happen, having a little bit more keen of just anticipating things defensively. But, yeah, some of this stuff, there was a little bit of doing too much earlier on, I think so. But I think that's a small chunk of that was to be expected with him being reinserted into the lineup.
I was going to say some of it was some of the lineup choices that Spo went to. There was a stretch where he was on the floor. It was him, Caleb, Hamish, Kane, and Deadman. And he's the only real shot creator. Like Caleb, we'll talk about Caleb in a second. He had a fantastic night, gave them a lot of relief scoring and defense wise, rebounding too. But like when you're in that kind of lineup, Hamish and Kane are non-threats. Deadman is really only a threat at the three-point line or at the basket. And
Right at the basket.
Not that fadeaway hook shot or turnaround fadeaway like he likes to do. The
fucking Kobe fadeaway.
he thinks Kobe. But just some of those lineup choices. Like I thought Spo needed to stagger Kyle and Bam a little bit more. There was a lot of stretches where it was like Caleb in the bench, and I'm like, do we really want that? Like, this could help. Like Gabe helps him a little bit, but you know, there's no shooting in this lineup at all.
Yeah, he's got to shoot better. He's stressing me out. He's doing other things fine. I need him to start making shots again.
He's like, he's off too. It's not even like it's.
And I think he's still, I think he's still feeling whatever his injury was when he subbed back out the first time. Like, I don't like the way he walked off the floor. But I'm not going to use excuses for him. Like, you're getting open looks. They're not far off. So, like, you know, it's not egregious, but tweak some things, get back on track.
Yeah.
But yeah, Caleb in the bench.
Gabe, 0 for 6 from 3. He's a much better player. He did contribute 4 assists, no turnovers. So, and was still plus 9. Like, he had found a way to impact the game, definitely on the defensive end. Hamish, oh my God, this guy! Shout out to Tiffany Meeks, because I keep calling him Hay Smith, combining his name and Tiff's nickname for him. It's thrown me off completely. He was. The only thing he really contributed on the box score was rebounds, but he was still a plus 14 somehow. He was just active defensively in the zone.
That's it. That's it. The activity. Like, the rebounds are the things that come up. The activity, the springiness, the energy. Highsmith hits the backboard harder than...
Siobhan, are you there or are you frozen? We lost Siobhan. She has frozen. But Highsmith did have a positive impact on there. Sometimes he does run around looking like a chicken with his head cut off, like my coaches used to say in high school. But he's been so he's just been there for most games, and it's not even like he's positively affecting the game sometimes. He's just there. It's nothing's happening. He's not doing anything. Like, what are you doing here a lot of the times? But he was pretty solid tonight, rebounding. You know, the Heat have had so many issues on the glass. We've talked about it all season with the hole at the four in the rotation. And he did a fantastic job just playing his role, just grab rebounds, get out of the way offensively, defend. All right, we got Siobhan back. There we go.
Yeah, I'm in the weapon. Wi-Fi went out.
You froze perfectly. It was great. No, it was perfect. It was perfect time. Let's talk about Caleb. 24 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block. Like, he was just everywhere.
I need to see it a little bit more to know that it directly correlates the way that I suspect it does and hope it does. But this is what I think you get more of this from him with him back coming off the bench. It's a lot to start at the four, to be guarding up.
Yes.
They ask him to handle the ball and initiate stuff like at random spots throughout the game. And I think back with the bench, he's able to slash the cut to give you that jab and then attack baseline. He has a little bit more legs. You can see what's happening and insert yourself.
Too much legs sometimes. Paulette, Jr. says, still can't figure out how to get his toes behind the line. He hit a step back and his foot was on the line. I was so mad. It was like perfect shot, perfect timing. Just one toe on the damn line.
Hamish did the same shit. Hamish caught it, like, stepped back to make sure he got behind the line and still did not. Like, his right foot was still on the line on, like, the left wing. But, yeah, I think with Caleb, I hope that and, you know, we can talk about Jovic and his usage or not, whatever, later. But even if they don't play Jovic heavy minutes, I do think allowing him to start so that Caleb can come back off the bench and kind of just settle into what is his more natural role with this group. I think you see more high level productivity stat wise from him. I thought he had a really good game tonight.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and into the Jovic conversation, he's a good connector on offense. Like, he plays his role, he spaces, he cuts, he passes, he shoots when he's open. And I think right now you're not seeing a lot of positives on the box score. He was a minus eight tonight, 7 points, five rebounds. But he's taking, everything looks good. Like, it's not like he doesn't look out of place. He just looks like he's not ready yet. Like, he's got, but like, he looks, everything I see from him, the decision making, the awareness, it's good. He's in the right spot. He just, you know, misses an open shot, a little short on a jumper, you know, a second late on the rebound, you know, doesn't come out too aggressive on the closeout. Like, that, like, those are things that can be coached and fixed with experience and discipline.
No, I agree fully. A lot of it's going to be once he gets more athletic, once he gets springier. Once he learns how to play with a little bit more force. And I think that that's what Spo likes when he, like, in some of the lineups when we're like, why the fuck is Haywood in? And like, why can't Jovic be getting these minutes? For all of Haywood and even Jamal, for all of these guys, Deadman, for all of their kind of what the fuck moments, they bring a certain level of either athleticism or just physicality that I know Spo values. And once once Nikola gets that and just kind of settles into his grown man body, some he'll be fine. Like you said, nothing looks rushed. Nothing looks out of place. He's smart. He's reading the game a little bit ahead. Like, he's fine. His body and his physique has to mature to an NBA stretch wing forward is his game. And once he does that, he'll be straight.
Yeah, he's 19. He's listed at 215, but he's probably closer to like 205.
205. Yep.
he needs some muscle on him, and as he acclimates his body to the game, like, those shots that are short won't be short anymore, and he'll be able to bang inside a little more on the help. I like having an extra body in the room, even if he's not a positive every night. I like letting him get better and grow a team, especially when you're short on bodies and length anyways. And the playmaking, like you mentioned, he's so good at passing, man. Like, I love when he grabs the ball or he rebounds, pushes it, and lets everyone flow to their natural spots in transition.
He has a bit of an awareness with getting it to Bam. They were coming up in like semi-transition, and Kyle was at the top. Tyler was on the left wing. Nick was on the right wing. Bam was kind of on the right block area. And Tyler was pointing at Jovic to get it back to Kyle to kind of, I guess, like, swing it around, work it around, so that it eventually comes back to him at some point. And he fed Bam, and just similarly to kind of what Kyle does, like, Bam would kick it back to Kyle, and Kyle give it right back to him, like, no, go work, go kind of operate. I like the way that they feel around him. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not concerned, but I'm interested to see what his usage looks like with Tyler back in the lineup, with Tyler getting, you know, being back and the ball being in his hands. There's already, like, not tension or strife or whatever, but there was a little bit of friction with Kyle and Tyler. And so to have three, well, I mean, Bam and Jimmy, you know, are ball handlers as well. But I just will be interested to see, you know, how the three of them, mainly Tyler and Nick, how they mesh or don't. But I do think, like I said, I want Nick to continue to start. And again, don't have to be like 37 minutes of the game. Let him start out. Let it, you know, look a little more natural. And like I said earlier, keeping Caleb, you know, coming off the bench.
Yeah, and I know you, and they play a lot of zone anyways. Like, you can find spots for him if you're hiding Tyler in the bottom a wing of the corner on the 2-3 or the 3-2. You can put Jovic there, and he can give you more than Tyler gets you there. And Jovic doesn't get in the way offensively, which I really like.
Yep.
That's high IQ. That's guys are gonna like playing with him because of that. We've talked a lot about Jovic for a guy who played 12 minutes. We're just so excited to see him play
and
what he can be. What'd you think about the zone tonight? I know I saw you on the timeline dissecting the difference between their 2-3 and their 3-2, and even a little 1-3-1 tonight. That 1-3-1.
But it's awful because so let's start from I do not like the 2-3. Their best zone look for me is the 3-2 or the matchup 3-2. It is easier if you're facing a basketball, if you're facing a hoop and you're looking at the arc, it is easier to cover down in the, like out of a 3-2 than it is to start at your forwards to cover up and possibly have to come back down. I don't like the 2-3 because the back line doesn't take responsibility for that middle person the way that they should. They leave that person open and like either dare them to take that or step up too late when they should be showing a body there. So to discourage the pass, by the time the pass is made, then they're stepping up. Now it's a dump off because the middle person stepped up, but that's vacated that spot. And so now you just get the dump off to the person below. The 1-3-1, I don't like it with the lineup that they ran it. I'm not putting Dwayne Dedmon in the back of my 1-3-1. That person needs to be mobile and able to get from corner to corner.
It needs to be Gabe. Like,
it should be Gabe. Maybe I would throw Hamish or Jamal.
Yeah.
Give them tries. Of course, Bam. It needs to be someone that's going to pay attention, that can anticipate. You start three guys up front as the offense, start three up front, put one in the middle, start that dude in the middle, and then bring him up front and just move it around the horn. That one person in the back is going to have to cover out to the corners. So I don't like it with Dedmon. I don't like the 2-3 because they don't communicate well. We're not covering shooters. We're not stopping penetration. We're not covering the man person. Like, I don't know. Someone asked me on the timeline, what is Spo trying to accomplish with the 2-3? I genuinely don't know. I want them to go 3-2. Or if you're going to do the 2-3, communicate better what's happening between the back people and that person sitting in the middle.
Yeah, the communication has been something we've noted a lot during this stretch. That it seemed like it's been lacking defensively, a lot of miscommunications, switching, going in transition, especially like Gianni talks about the transition numbers being okay, but it's leading to a lot of half court offense where the matchups are exactly how they want them with 20 seconds on the clock. They didn't have to work for anything. And that's affecting the half court defense.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And, I don't know what that is. I think the players, I blame the coaching. I blame the players on that. Communications, everyone's got to take responsibility for that.
Yes. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like the idea in bringing most of the team back is so that you have continuity, so you don't have to, like, quote unquote, teach or reteach things. But you still have to, like, you do still have new people. Hamish isn't new. He was here last season, but he has a, you know, he's playing many more minutes. Jamal is new. Nicholas new, right? So like you're still going to have to reteach or teach, period. And you should probably like go over some things, like some refreshing with the guys who have been there. So I'm not really sure where the disconnect is. Like I said, I don't know if it's the coaches, I don't know if it's them on the floor, but between both groups, like it it has to get better. It has to improve.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I agree. They did a decent job. Defensively, they did a pretty good job. The Washington was missing Beal, obviously, and they were missing some of their other core players. No Monte Morris either. But, you know, holding them to 10 of 38 from three, winning the rebounding battle. Offensively, they got the Heat grabbed twice as many offensive rebounds as Washington. They grabbed 10 more rebounds. Assist to turnover was okay. Washington did a good job of that, but you forced Washington into more turnovers. You got a few more shots, and that's the difference right there at home.
Rebounds, a lot of that, like Hamish with 8, Jamal with 6 in 18 minutes, right? Like the offensive rebounding was a group effort, and it felt intentional. Like it felt like they were trying to crash boards. Missed some bunnies. Mm-hmm. That sequence where like Jamal missed 2 and then Bam tried to put it back and then he missed. I was like, fuck. But no, they were there, and that was encouraging.
It was. Points in the paint, they lost by 10, but you know, when you're down Jimmy and you're getting Tyler coming back off an injury, and he was shooting a lot more jumpers than we probably like. Once he gets it going, you know, we want Tyler to tackle it more, get to the line.
That's the zone. That's the 2-3. That's them getting what they want out of that. God, it stresses me out.
that's definitely true. Tyler only shot 2 free throws, missed them both. Want more from that. Mm-hmm. We can close out with Bam, I guess. 15 points, 11 rebounds.
Pretty pedestrian.
Block. Yeah. He started off pretty slow. I think he missed like his first 5 or 6 shots, and then finished with solid game defensively. I think his presence was felt. I think there was drives against the zone that they could have hit him in the middle, and they over penetrated or overpassed, kicked it out instead of finding him and letting him letting the zone collapse when he gets the ball, and then him make the decision. We lost Siobhan again. I think we lost Siobhan again. She is frozen. She's got Kenny's Wi-Fi tonight. It's okay. Little bit of chat. Let's see. Kenchi says, P.S. I hope the fan base remembers this if and when Kyle has down games. They won't. I definitely think that's a big point to make, that we need to appreciate Kyle. You know, he didn't put up like all-star numbers last season when everyone went down, but he was the engine that got everyone going. We got Siobhan back. Yeah, we go. So Bam, let's go back to Bam. He was good defensively, wasn't great. You know, some of that is on the help, and some of that's the zone. The rebounding could have been better overall, but I thought he rebounded well for our pun not intended from the slow start.
Yeah, I was fine with him tonight. Bad Wi-Fi in the Heat when I don't know who you think you're talking to. This isn't Frankie. Or I'm sorry, this is not Kenny. Oh. This ain't Moose's Wi-Fi has been some Moose's Wi-Fi has been some shit lately too. I was fine with Bam tonight. I always, not always, like 87% of the time I feel myself wanting to feel Bam a bit more. I do think they missed him sometime when Washington went zone, but I don't like the way that we approach their zone at all anyway. There felt like there was no intention to try to get it anywhere inside. Like, it's strange. You play a zone against a team who, like, theoretically can't shoot, but that is Miami's, like, base offense. So we were playing against Golden State and fucking Sacramento, shot us out the gym or whatever. DC zoned us up, but we really aren't, at least right now or throughout this game, like, not a good three-point shooting team. And so I think when they went zone, it felt like we fell for a lot of the, like, oh, shit, you know, the three is kind of open. I would have liked to see us, like, do some stuff in the zone, do some Xing action, like, screen the zone, get it. Someone screened it for Nikola, and he snaked it really nicely and, like, got right to the nail, but then over-penetrated and, like, kind of bobbled it a bit and didn't know what to do once he kind of met the resistance. So I think that there was space to get Bam more involved within the look of their zone defense. I just don't like that how we approached it overall. But even in some of the man stuff.
Oh, no, did we lose her again? I think we lost her again. I think – oh, there we go. You're back.
Gosh. Bam was fine before I get cut off again. Look for him more. Be more intentional about how we attack the zone. We play too much zone to not know how to beat a zone.
I definitely agree. I think there's times, and we talked about this on the timeline, where there's plays where they attack a closeout against the zone and penetrate, and then they have a two-on-one with the middle guy, and Bam. Oh. And instead of going up for the shot or passing it to Bam, they kick it out for a three. And it's like, why are we – you have a 6'9 all-star inside. You have a two-on-one. And you're passing it to a 30% three-point shooter.
That's like the pass they want you to make. It's open. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a fine look or whatever. And if that's a knockdown, like, corner three-point shooter, like you said, you have the two-on-one going toward the rim. Find a way to get some interior passing.
Close on this. Crap photographer says Siobhan's Wi-Fi is dying as often as Kendrick Nunn on a screen.
Y'all gonna leave me alone. Okay? This Thanksgiving, okay? My Wi-Fi is tired. It's once the clock out.
Absolutely. From Heat Beat to all of you guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. We love y'all. We are going to be pre-gaming on Friday. Me and Kenny will hold it down, and I don't know if G's gonna do a post-game yet, but we'll definitely be there for pre-game. Got you guys covered. Siobhan, where can everyone find you?
Mostly just on the timeline for as long as Twitter is a functioning platform.
Oh no, that's perfect timing. Siobhan's is at Siobhan Beslow on Twitter. Find her tweeting about the games. She does her great Twitter threads about Heat offense and defense throughout the game, breaking it down, what went right. You get more in-depth look, and you can learn a lot about basketball. There we go. She's back again.
This is nuts. I'm done. Find me on the timeline. Last thing I want to say, my heart's been kind of heavy over the last week. I extend my heart to the families in Colorado Springs. There was a shooting in my city last night near my job. That shit hurts my heart, too. So, like, check on your people, man. Like, yeah. Give a hug, talk to somebody. Just be kind, be good people. We need more good people. Like, this place is shitty enough. So try not to add too much to it.
Well said. And we, you know, we love everyone here. That's a part of our little community. We love each other, and we appreciate y'all for always supporting us, supporting each other in our times of needs. Definitely, we wish y'all the best. Thanksgiving, y'all take care, be with your loved ones, hug them hard, love them, appreciate them while we're all here. You know, give everyone their flowers while they're still here. You know, I think that's really important. Certainly. And that we don't forget that. We love y'all. Heat win.
Appreciate y'all. Heat win. Let's do this again on Friday.
Yes, please. We need this. Good night, y'all.